My name is Tyler Crandall, and I am one of the pastors here at Commonway Church. Specifically, I'm the youth pastor, so I get to work with a lot of people in this section over here and some people spread out over here and kind of in the middle, too. We've been here doing that about a little over 3 years. It's like four school years, and so we've had some kids graduate. We've had new kids come up from elementary school to middle school, and it's the best. I love it here. So thank you all for letting me do this, and thank you all for letting me do this today. Not that we took a vote or you had much say in the matter, but we've been doing a series that's called The Satisfied Soul, and Pastor Steve has been talking to us the last 3 weeks, and now you get me. But the first week, we talked about joy, and we talked about how true joy is rooted in a someone rather than in a something. And if we could just get that out of here, we're not ready for it quite yet. Don't tip my hand too much. In week two, we talked about how God is a provider. Going back to week one, actually, being joyful is positional rather than circumstantial, meaning that having joy is a matter of our posture and not so much our circumstances, right? We can have happiness in our circumstances, but joy is something deeper than that. And joy is a component of the satisfied soul. In week two, we talked about how God is a provider, and that when we know and we trust that God is a provider, we find contentment, and that contentment is another component or piece of the satisfied soul. And then last week, Pastor Steve taught us that a contented person is someone whose identity is rooted in the Savior rather than in the self. You know, our identity is found by looking upward rather than looking inward or outward. Because when we look inward, that's often chaotic. And when we look outward, that's often very chaotic. And so, but when we look upward, it's constant. And when that is our identity, when our identity is in Christ, well, then that's a part of the satisfied soul as well. And so over the last 3 weeks, I would say that Steve's done a really good job of loading the bases, and now it's time to bring in the big hurt to try and bring us home. And this week, as I bat cleanup, we're going to be talking about this key idea that gratitude is an attitude of appreciation under any circumstances. And so to prepare for today's lesson, I do what I often do, and I got online and I went to Google, and I Googled Bible verses about gratitude search. And as always happens to me, the first option that pulled up was from countryliving.com, which, you know, it's a great resource for you if you're looking for Thanksgiving greetings, Thanksgiving movies, tablescapes, which I don't even totally understand what that is, your Thanksgiving menus, and then finally my favorite was the Elf on the Shelf ideas. So we went ahead and bookmarked countryliving.com, and you can also, just a little glimpse into my life here, there's a lot of things bookmarked, there's a lot of tabs open, not as many as some, but you know, we've got thankfulness and gratitude, we've got my email, I was a part of a Zoom call, and then finally we've got images of Stone Cold Steve Austin, if anybody noticed that. So, it's cool life that I lead. But the Bible verses about gratitude, it was actually a really good springboard. It was a good jumping off point for me. And, you know, I found some really good verses. Some were from the Old Testament, some were from the New Testament, some were from the Psalms. It was kind of a greatest hits, like all the classics. And a lot of these verses used the term giving thanks. And many of these verses also talked about giving praise. So it was kind of like all three of these were intermingled: gratitude, thanksgiving, and praise. And so to kind of help us with some clarity, we're going to look at the terms that we're going to be using today. Gratitude, like we said earlier, is an attitude. Love that rhymes, number one. I did not make that up. I also Googled that. But gratitude is an attitude of appreciation under any circumstances. Thankfulness is an emotion. Thankfulness is often a way that we can express our gratitude. When we're thankful for things, that's a part of gratitude. And then praise and worship, those things can be a response to gratitude. And you know, I think right now, we're getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. It's an entire holiday about giving thanks. And look at that spread. Is that what it looked like at Recovery Cafe last night? Close? Yeah. Kinda. We got the turkey. We got the... Real quick, everybody, what is your favorite Thanksgiving side? Just yell some of them out. Mac and cheese. Deviled eggs, I hear all the time. Casserole. What kind of casserole? Green bean casserole. That's one of the things I can actually make, is the green bean casserole with the French onions. Yeah, anything else that I missed? Sweet potatoes, sweet potato pie, ham and stuffing, pot pie? Oh, pecan pie, okay. It's like a chicken pot pie. That feels like overkill. Good. So lots of good food. And you know, like as we gear up for Thanksgiving, it can be really easy to feel thankful. And there are just these seasons where Thanksgiving, where thankfulness comes really easily to us, right? Like in the career world, when you're really satisfied with your job, man, it's easy to be thankful for that job. When you get hired, it's really thankful, especially if you've been without work for a while, then you finally get that job. Man, you are so thankful. When you get that promotion that you've been working for, or you get the recognition that you feel like you kind of deserve and have been working for, or you get that raise, these are all times where it's really quite easy to feel thankful. You know, if you're in school right now, you might feel really thankful when the test that you studied for goes well, or the test you didn't study for goes well. You can feel thankful when you make the team, or when you've auditioned for the play and you get the part you were hoping for, or you got the solo coming up in the winter concert and you're going to just rip Sleigh Ride a new one as you do your clarinet solo. I don't know. Like, it's really easy to be thankful in those times. In your relationships, when you start a new relationship, you've got the excitement of dating somebody new, and you're maybe you get married and you have kids and all that stuff. It's really easy to be thankful. And a lot of these verses that I saw were about that kind of thanksgiving. In Psalm 95:2, it says, "Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song." And in Ephesians 5:19 and 20, it says, "Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." To me, that "from the heart," man, that stood out. Like giving thanks from the heart, doing it with music. And since some authors of Psalms and since Paul the apostle said we should do it, by golly, we're going to do it, guys. We're going to do some Thanksgiving songs, and not like the Adam Sandler Thanksgiving song from SNL. These are some songs about Thanksgiving. These are some, I'd say, some bangers, some hits. We're going to do a quick medley of songs about Thanksgiving. I am going to tune up before I do that, so while I do, turn to somebody around you and tell them something you're looking forward to about this Thanksgiving. Go. All right, good, enough talking. Let's bring it back. Zone in, everybody, here we go. If you know any of these, feel free to sing along. And guys, if we could just get the Satisfied Soul kind of logo back up here, I just think that would be good for us to reflect on as we do these songs, but here we go. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Hold on, guys, the clapping is really throwing me off. One, two, three, four. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. And then you might recognize this one. We just did it this morning. Let my bones that once were broken dance now. Let my heart that once was shattered rejoice. Let my light that once was dimmed down shine out. And let the garden snake's lies be unmade and water flow. You might be like, I am thankful that Cliff sings that song usually and not Tyler. Two, three, four. It's coming from inside of me. This life, this hope, this freedom. Your love, it changes everything. You're a fountain of joy. Okay, youth kids, I'm really gonna lean on you for this one because this is one that we sing in youth. You, my God, have saved my soul. I am yours forevermore. I won't be moved of this, I'm sure. My God, and you've saved my soul. Going to the bridge, ready? Once what was dead is now alive. You gave to me the breath of life. You brought me up out from the grave. I'm bursting out with songs of praise. What once was dead is now alive. You gave to me the breath of life. You brought me up out from the grave. I'm bursting out with songs of praise. I'm bursting out with songs of praise. Everybody knows this one, I think. Lord, I lift your name on high. Ready? Here, if you know the motions, go for it. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yes, that is the end of the thankfulness medley. Follow me on Spotify for more below average vocal performances. Right. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes the thankfulness just flows out, right? Sometimes we're bursting out with songs of praise. But I think if we're honest, there's times when I don't feel that way, right? What about when the tests come back with bad news and I'm not feeling very glad or thinking about entering his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, because I'm really not wanting to think about entering his gates at all right now? You know, what if I'm dealing with some kind of chronic pain and I feel like these broken bones, they're just going to stay broken and I'm not going to be doing much dancing? What about when I'm watching my own kids struggle with their mental health? Gosh, when that's going on, I'm not bursting out with songs of praise. And when my marriage is crumbling and I'm not really feeling like singing his praises and I can barely lift my head up, how can I even think about lifting your name on high? Right? Are there times for you that thanksgiving or that gratitude has felt hard? You know, a few weeks ago, Pastor Steve taught us about joy and happiness. And I think that there's a lot of parallels between joy and happiness and gratitude and thanksgiving. So I have this quote up on my wall. Actually, zoom out for just a second so we can see the whole wall. This JPEG is saved on that computer as Crazy Desk. I don't know who put that on there, but okay. So this quote is right about here by my computer. Let's zoom back in. Thank you. I don't remember where I saw this quote, and I used Google, tried to look it up, but I can't figure out who said it, and I didn't go through all my books. But happiness turns up more or less where you'd expect it to. A good marriage, a rewarding job, a pleasant holiday. Joy, on the other hand, is as notoriously unpredictable as the one who bequeaths it, the one who gives it, right? Like, God is mysterious. We don't understand what he's doing. We don't understand how these things might benefit us or what we can learn from them. Unpredictable. And I think we could almost just swap out the words happiness for thanksgiving or thankfulness, and joy for gratitude, right? Like, thanksgiving or thankfulness turns up more or less where you'd expect it to. A good marriage, a rewarding job, a pleasant holiday. But gratitude, on the other hand, is as notoriously unpredictable as the one who bequeaths it. First Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." A little bit of history about First Thessalonians. This was a letter written from Paul to the church in Thessalonica. Paul had been at the church in Thessalonica for a while. He'd kind of helped start it. And then things started going sideways there. There started to be a lot of persecution. There started to be a lot of trouble. And so Paul and a few other people that had kind of helped found it, they left. And so Paul writes them this letter to encourage them to keep going and also to tell them how encouraged he is by them. Because in the midst of all of the trouble they were in, all the persecution, all the turmoil, that church was flourishing. This little section here is from Paul's final instructions to them, which I just find kind of funny because there's a book of 2 Thessalonians, so not totally final. But what he's saying is they are to always rejoice. They are to pray all the time and give thanks in all circumstances, because that's God's will for them in Christ Jesus. Notice Paul is not going so far as to say, give thanks for all circumstances, because we don't have to act like we are thrilled with everything that God has put on our plates. We are invited to give thanks in our circumstances. We don't need to pretend that our circumstances are great or that they don't matter, right? We don't need to minimize the things that we're going through so that we can give thanks. Because you know what? I hear this sometimes. Ah, man, I lost my job. My car broke down. My dog bit me. I'm thinking about writing country music.
Wow.
But God is good.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. I'm homeless and it's starting to get cold. But God is good. It's almost like this dismissive but. I was in this training once when I was a teacher, and the facilitator was telling these stories from her home. And she was talking about how when she's talking with her kids and she needs to give them some kind of correction, she found that she was saying but a lot. And she would be like, I love you, but if you don't pick up these towels, I am going to throat punch you, right? I love you, but if I trip on these Legos one more time, I will throw them in the garbage. And she started to realize something. She started to realize that she was putting like conditions on the love. I love you, but these things. And so instead she challenged us to say, and. Just a simple switch of, what is that, conjunctions? Thank you, conjunction. What's your function? Linking up words and phrases and clauses. So instead of saying but, to say and, right? Like, I love you, and you still have to finish this homework. I love you, and please empty the dishwasher. You know, in my own life, a verse that kind of has been speaking to me lately or starting a few months ago was, my grace is sufficient for you. And for a long time, I would say that again with a but. I would say what's on my mind and then say, but your grace is sufficient for me. And I've tried to rework that and say and, right? Like, God, I am tired. I am worn out, and your grace is sufficient for me. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine on Thursday. And that doesn't matter, but I just want to make sure I wasn't lying up here. And he is going through an incredibly hard time. And we were talking about, he asked me how the message was going, and I was telling him, yeah, I think it's good. I think I'm onto something here. And he told me about this interview that he had seen between Stephen Colbert and Anderson Cooper. So Stephen Colbert is, you know, kind of a comic that does some really tongue-in-cheek political comedy stuff, and then Anderson Cooper is a little more mainstream, serious. Anderson Cooper had lost his mother recently when this interview went out, and Stephen Colbert had also lost his mother, and both of them had grown up kind of from the age of 10 without their dads. Stephen Colbert's dad and his two older brothers had actually died in a plane crash when he was 10. And so they were talking about grief, and they were talking about just the hard things in life. And what Stephen Colbert said, actually Anderson Cooper went back to an old interview that Stephen did and said, you said this. You said that the bravest thing you can do is to accept with gratitude the world as it is. He says, you went on to say, I have learned to love the thing that I most wish had not happened. I have learned to love the thing that I most wish had not happened. What punishments from God are not gifts? And then Anderson Cooper said, do you believe that? And Stephen said, yeah, it is a gift to exist, and with existence comes suffering, and there's no escaping that. Don't agree that hard things are punishments from God. I don't believe that losing their dads and then their moms, that those were punishments from God, right? I disagree with that part. But the part of, I have learned to love the thing that I most wish had not happened. And the part of, it's a gift to exist, and with existence comes suffering, and there's no escaping that. Those two things, man, they just really struck me. It's almost like sometimes gratitude is hard-fought appreciation or gritty thanksgiving, right? Sometimes it does come as easily and as naturally as singing some songs from your childhood that make you feel happy and thanksgiving and all those things. Sometimes that happens. And if that's you right now, God bless. I don't want you to think like, oh man, I must not be a really good Christian because life's like good and easy right now. And I got a lot to be thankful for. No, no, no. Don't start looking for like, huh, well, maybe my life isn't as good as I thought. Maybe it's sort of unraveling here. No, that's not what I'm saying. But this kind of hard-fought gratitude and gritty thanksgiving, those things are not about finding the silver lining. It's not about minimizing what you're going through. It's not about saying, well, it could always be worse. No, it's about continuing to have an attitude of appreciation under any circumstances. Right? There are times where gratitude may look like this. It may look like, God, this is hard, and my heart is breaking, and I don't know how much longer I can take this. And I thank you that I'm not in it alone. That is gratitude. God, this diagnosis for my friend, it's turning their world upside down, and it's turning my world upside down. And I thank you for the displays of your church showing up to love them and to care for them and to support them. Like, that is gratitude. God, I am exhausted and I'm in pain, and these treatments are hell on earth. And I thank you for the strength to keep going, and I thank you for modern medicine keeping me alive. That is gratitude. Sometimes gratitude comes easy. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. Sometimes it is like that. And sometimes it is a hard fight and it's gritty. But a satisfied soul is one with gratitude, one which can show appreciation under any circumstances. We're going to take a few minutes to reflect on some questions now. I want to invite you, actually, I'm going to pray before we move into this. Father God, as we think about this idea of gratitude and thankfulness and the times when it's easy and the times when it's hard, God, I pray that you'd help us to be honest with ourselves and honest with you about where we are right now, God, and that we can invite you into that with us, that we can lay it before you. God, if we're in a season of easy Thanksgiving, God, I thank you for that. God, to be honest, there was some of that for me this week where it was easy to be thankful. Thank you for those moments, God. But God, if we are in a season of difficult, hard-fought, gritty Thanksgiving, then I pray, God, you'd help us to make it through. Amen. So we're going to reflect on these questions here. Where are you right now? Right? Are you in a season of easy Thanksgiving, Or are you in a season of hard-fought gratitude? Or are you kind of somewhere in the middle? And that, wherever you're at, that's fine. But I want you to think, what are you grateful for right now? I want you to bring that gratitude to the Father. Whether it comes easy or it comes through sobs and gritted teeth and clenched fists, bring it to the Father. And then look for opportunities to practice gratitude. We're going to keep these questions up here for a few minutes, and I'm going to play some music, and I just want us to reflect on that. And then I'm going to finish up our time together with a new song from Brandon Lake that's called Hard Fought Hallelujah. Some friends shared this song with me when I told them what I was going to be preaching on, and it's just been, man, it's been so good. So thank you. And when we get to that song, the words will be on the screen, but you don't need to try to follow, like sing along. They're just up there for reference. You can sing if you want, but you certainly don't have to. I know it can be hard to like learn a new song on the spot. But then after that time, Steve is going to come up and close us in prayer and send us off. But yeah, just spend some time thinking, praying, reflecting on these questions. I don't always feel it, but that's when I need it the most. So I will keep on singing till my soul catches up with my song. There's times when my hands go up freely, times that it costs. There's days when the praise comes out easy, days when it takes all the strength I've got. So I'll bring my heart fought, heart felt, been through hell, hallelujah. So I'll bring my storm-tossed, torn sail story to tell, hallelujah. God, you've been patient. God, you've been gracious. faith for whatever I'm feeling or facing, and I'll bring my heart-fought, heartfelt, it is well, hallelujah. I've wrestled with the darkness, but I'm trying to reach for the light. The struggle keeps me honest, and it breaks down the walls of my pride. Faith isn't proven like gold till it's been through the fire. My head, heart, and hands feeling heavy. That's when I lift them just a little higher. So I'll bring my heart fought, heartfelt, been through hell, hallelujah. I'll bring my storm-tossed, torn sail story to tell, hallelujah. God, you've been patient. God, you've been gracious. Faithful, whatever I'm feeling or facing. And I'll bring my heart-fought, heartfelt, it is well, hallelujah. Whoa, hallelujah. So I'll bring my heart-fought, heartfelt, been through hell, hallelujah. And I'll bring my storm-tossed, torn sail story to tell, hallelujah. God, you've been patient. God, you've been gracious. Faithful, whatever I'm feeling or facing. So I'll bring my heart-fought, heartfelt, it is well, hallelujah. Whoa, hallelujah.
Tyler, I'll say this. That was spot on, brother. I appreciate you, and that was very relevant. Grateful for you. The thing that stood out to me, yeah, go ahead. I know that's not why you do it, but it was spot on. The one thing that you said in there that really resonated with me is that sometimes gratitude is hard-fought appreciation or a gritty Thanksgiving. Tyler, spot on. There's going to be times where it's easy to thank God, but I think what we desire from God is when it's not easy, that there is a grittiness, a resiliency that we can give God the praise that he deserves no matter what. Let's close in prayer today. Would you stand with me to your feet? Father, I express my gratitude today for you, for your church, for Tyler's words that you inspired. God, may we live by them. Father, I recognize the fact that for some of us in this place today, it's just easy to thank you. And God, I don't want to dissuade anyone from that. Father, today we give you honor and we give you glory for the ways that you've shown up in our lives because you deserve it. Father, we thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for the hope. Lord, we thank you for the wholeness that's in our families. And Lord, we acknowledge you because you deserve it. But God, there's also a remnant of us that if we're not there, we will be there. God, where it's really hard and it's really challenging and we don't feel like honoring you. We don't feel like giving gratitude because life is just difficult. But Lord, today we make a commitment as a church, as families, as couples, that in those moments to ask you for that grittiness, to ask you for that resiliency, that in spite of the circumstances that we see or we feel, that person we love is not at the table. That diagnosis that we thought we would get, we didn't get. God, that the waywardness or son of daughter, Lord, we recognize there's so many things in our lives that would cause us to not honor you. But Lord, today we ask for that grittiness, a deep soul resiliency, that we can honor you and love you and give gratitude to you. God, I thank you for this word today. I thank you for this church today. And as we sit at tables with family and friends, Lord, may we resonate with this message today, that ultimately we are grateful to Jesus, who willingly gave his life on a cross so that we might live. Thank you, Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Common Way Church, and walk in that gritty Thanksgiving this week. We'll see you next week.